Hi, this is Larry London, and we welcome you once again to Border Crossings. Today, we have one of our good friends back with us here on The Voice of America. The last time that we had Jake Shimabukuro on the show, he was in our studios. But now, here we are in COVID times, and I think it's been quite a few years later since the last time that Jake was with us, and now he is somewhere on the road. We're going to find out where he is. He's in a hotel, he's traveling, and he's busy promoting a brand new album that he came out with, which is called Jake and Friends. So we'd like to welcome the world-renowned, world-respected Jake Shimabukuro to The Voice of America. It's great to have you with us, Jake. Welcome back.
Aloha, Larry. Great to see you again. Thanks for the support, man. I really appreciate it. And yeah, like you said, it's COVID times and we got to do it this way, but at least we can still connect over the digital airwaves somehow.
But congratulations on the new album. I see you're here, but where are the friends? You left the friends.
I know. I wish I could bring them all with me. No, but it was such a, you know, I tell people that instead of Jake and Friends, the album should have been called Jake and Dreams Come True, because, I mean, I never in my wildest dreams think that I would have a record like this, you know, performing with all of my heroes, everyone from Willie Nelson to Bette Midler to Jimmy Buffett, Billy Strings, Warren Haynes. I mean, it's just crazy. So I'm so excited about this new album, and I hope that it brings a lot of joy to people.
Now, how many albums have you had? This is album number, have you lost count? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I did have a lot of releases in Japan, you know, because that's kind of where my recording career started. So I think total, we have 21 records out.
Wow. Wow. And that all started, I think, if I'm not mistaken, around 2006. Before that, you were in a band. And I think the band was called Colon or Colon, or I don't know how to say it.
Well, my first band was a band called Pure Heart. Uh-huh. And then the band after that was a band named Colon, which was actually, it was kind of a tribute to Augie Colon, who was the percussionist in the Martin Denny band back in the day, who popularized bird calling and, you know, making all these exotic sounds with his voice. And so his son played in our band Pure Heart, and then we later formed a band called Cologne after his dad.
And so then you decided I want to do my solo thing.
Yeah, and after Cologne, I went to Alone. So now
Alone. I love it. I love it. And so, you know, the ukulele, why? I mean, you're from Hawaii. So in Hawaii, that's the instrument that's made many, many people famous, you know. Obviously, is one of the most famous from Hawaii. Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
And many other great artists who've come out of Hawaii. That's the instrument that's synonymous with Hawaiian music. So is that why you picked up the ukulele at age 4 and decided this is what you wanted to play?
Yeah, born and raised there, was such a big part of the culture. And, you know, we all learned it in elementary school. So in the 4th and 5th grade, you learn how to play the ukulele. And of course, you know, icons like Israel Kamakaviole, you mentioned his version of Over the Rainbow, mm-hmm. you know, really, I think, just changed people's perspective of the instrument. You know, they heard an instrument that just sounded so beautiful. I mean, it was, and that's kind of how we heard it, you know, in Hawaii growing up, because we had so many musicians like that played in that style. But I know outside of Hawaii, like when I first started to tour and travel to different parts of the country, most people's reference of the ukulele was through music by through like Tiny Tim or other various players like that. And so it was a different style, you know, of playing the instrument. So to hear that version of Over the Rainbow as a kid, when I heard that, I was like, wow, it was just something really special.
Anybody that hears that version from him, the late is, you know, that's really something. And to hear your music too is also very, very special. And you took the ukulele, you made it your own. You have 4 strings, where typically the ukulele didn't have 4 strings. You kind of did something special with it, did something different.
No. I mean, well, there was always, you know, the traditional instrument always had 4 strings. But they do have a 6-string ukulele and also an 8-string ukulele. And then they have one that's called a tipple, which actually has 10 strings. So, so two of the strings are doubled and the other two strings are actually tripled. You know, they all have their own unique characteristic and sound. Mm-hmm. But for me, I couldn't sing, you know, growing up. So I couldn't just strum chords on the ukulele. I also had to learn how to play it melodically and actually play them the melody line, you know, in the arrangements that I played. And that's kind of what I guess led to my style of playing. But, you know, and I wasn't the first to do that. I mean, there were a lot of ukulele players who came before me that were just really incredible and inspired me. I mean, people from like Eddie Kamai to Oto-san to Peter Moon and Troy Fernandez and all of these, Roy Sakuma, you know. So, so I was very fortunate where I had a lot of great players that I had access to, that I could listen to and learn from. And I'm just grateful to be doing what I'm doing today, you know, because it truly is my passion. I love sharing the ukulele with people all over the world. And it's really an instrument that I think is making an impact, you know, when I go to different countries to tour. I mean, pre-COVID, you know, I mean, there was just ukulele organizations and clubs and communities and things like that, that were just doing a lot of positive things for their communities. So I'm very grateful.
And you also have a foundation, a charity foundation. Which is
I used to have a nonprofit. I used to have two nonprofits before, but now I just partner with other nonprofits, you know, that share the same mission and vision. And it's been wonderful, you know. It's just been such an incredible journey. And then now with this new record, you know, being able to collaborate with artists, you know, of different genres. And I mean, you know, we got John Anderson, you know, the lead singer of Yes on this record. I never imagined that I would hear John Anderson's voice paired with an ukulele, you know. Mm-hmm. or even Sonny Landreth, who's one of my favorite slide guitar players. You know, I never imagined an electric guitar like that paired with an ukulele. So it's been just such an incredible experience. And as a fan of the ukulele, it's just, I think it's, I don't know, it's just, it's a great, I think, platform, you know, to hear the ukulele utilized in different genres and different forms and different different styles. And I don't know, it's such a versatile instrument. So I love that this new album, you know, really showcases that.
Jimmy Buffett and, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny Loggins. It was Willie Nelson ever work with a ukulele before?
I don't know. I'm sure. I mean, that guy's worked with it. And, you know, he's a multi-instrumentalist. So, you know, I've never actually seen him pick up an ukulele and play it, but I'm sure he can shred an ukulele for sure.
Did you actually record together in the same studio?
So that's one of the nice things about this record, is that all the tracks, except for three of them, there's 16 tracks total. So 13 of the tracks were all recorded in person and they're live takes in the studio. So even with the Kenny Loggins track, we recorded just the two of us live. He played acoustic guitar and sang, and I played the ukulele. And then after, you know, he really likes to arrange tunes and things like that. So while we were in the studio, you know, then we brought in a bass player and a percussionist and all these different elements to add. But for all the other tracks, you know, everything was recorded live. So even when we have the other bassist or another guitar player or something, you know, we all tracked live together. That Warren Haynes tune was so cool, you know, because I was on tour with my band, so I got to incorporate my bassist and guitar player and all that, and you know, we all got to play with Warren Haynes, and it was so cool to hear the ukulele just trading riffs with Warren Haynes. It was like one of my favorite guitar players. And
wow, we're talking about one of the great instrumentalists and music composers, and he's crossed genres, he's crossed formats. Jake Shimabukuro is with us here on The Voice of America. Jake and Friends is the name of the new album. Would you do a song for us?
Sure, yeah.
What's the name of the song you're going to do?
I'm gonna do a song that I wrote with Sonny Landreth. It's a track on a record. It's a song called Sunny Days Ahead. And it's one of my favorite. It's one of two instrumentals on the album. It's actually one of two original pieces as well. So this is one called Sunny Days Ahead.
All right, here's Jake Shimabukuro on The Voice of America.
One, two, three.
Jake Shimabukuro and Sunny Days Ahead on the ukulele. That sounded great. I really like
that. Oh, no, it sounds so much better when Sonny Landreth is playing it with me. So.
The new album, incidentally, Jake and Friends, it looks like a 70s album cover. I looked at it and I said, you know, if I didn't know it was Jake Shimabukuro, I would have thought I was looking at a Janis Joplin or some psychedelic rock era album cover.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, I mean, I love the album. I don't have any album covers like that one. And so that was really cool for me. And I've always loved the music of the 70s. I mean, it was such a such an experimental time. And I think the music was so creative. I mean, it still is creative, but just in different ways right today. But yeah, so I just loved it. I loved the vibe back then. And you know, a lot of the performers and the duets that the artists that collaborated with me on this record, you know, a lot of them are from that time too. So they remember, you know, that time. And it's, and I feel like the music kind of reflects that. It has that vibe, you know, where it's very, very organic and real and honest. And I just love it. That's why I love that so much of the record was recorded live. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Ray Benson from Asleep at the Wheel, because he was such an integral part of this record. You know, when I first started talking about this concept for the album, this was like 4 years ago. I remember my manager was telling me, you know, yeah, you got to do this duets record. And he started throwing some names out and I was like, oh, that would be awesome. But in the back of my head, I was thinking, this is never going to happen. But luckily Ray Benson, who's been a longtime friend, you know, he agreed to co-produce a record with us. And the first phone call he made was to Willie Nelson. And 2 months later, we were in the studio recording Stardust. And, and that gave the album, the project, momentum and credibility. After that, Michael McDonald came in, we recorded Go Now, Bette Midler came in, we did The Rose, you know, and Jimmy Buffett also introduced me to, you know, almost half the people on this record as well. And he's been one of those guys that really took me under his wing and has been so supportive in helping me throughout my career.
One of my favorite songs is Get Together, you know, Jesse Colin Young.
Yeah.
He was on the show, he's been on Border Crossings before, and he sang Get Together on our show. And so, you know, it was just, I loved it. You know, the album is great and there's a little something for everyone on that album, which is, you know, definitely, you know, a flashback, and it's a modern version of a lot of classics. And I like that, you know, you really bring a different flavor to everything you do. And I know that you've scored some movies in Japan, and you have a documentary about you that was produced as well. What's the future? I mean, what's 2022 going to be for Jake Shimabukuro?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I just want to keep collaborating and working with other artists. And it's something, I love collaboration. You know, I think it's like one of those things I kind of equate it to like tennis, right? The only way to become a better tennis player is you have to constantly play with tennis players better than you are, who have more experience, you know. And so for me, you know, the more artists I can collaborate, you know, with, it just, I don't know, I just feel like there's just so much to learn in music. And even through this project, just kind of being able to observe everyone's process in the studio, you know, everyone has their own ways of approaching recordings and things like that. So it was an incredible experience. I mean, I loved it. I learned so much through it, and I hope that we can keep this, you know, Jake and Friends album concept, you know, like kind of make it like almost like a series, you know, because there's so many artists out there that I would love to collaborate with. I mean, there were so many that I wanted to collaborate with, but, you know, obviously we have to, you can only have so many songs on one CD. So, you know, but I'm hoping in the future, you know, we can keep this going, because I loved it. And to me, you know, there's something special when two artists can come together and create music and both, you know, both put ideas on the table and make something, you know, just create something together. And I think that's wonderful, because it's something you'll never be able to do on your own, right?
So it's got to be fun for you to be doing some of your favorite songs by other artists and have that artist do it with you. It's got to be fun for them to take their song and do it a little differently than they're used to doing it. So I'm sure it's a great concept. It really is. And you could do it country. You could do all kinds of different themes in the future. You know, Jake and country friends, Jake and rap friends.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
The themes are endless. Jake Shimabukuro is our guest. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. Yeah. Well, this track is it's one of my favorite George Harrison songs. And I got to record this with Vince Gill and Amy Grant, and they sing this as a duet. I had never heard it as a duet before, but the way they sing it is just, I mean, it's so beautiful, so romantic. But obviously, Vince and Amy are not with me here, so I'm going to do the solo uke version of this. But here's something by the great George Harrison, and featuring, but not featuring, Vince Gill and Amy Grant.
All right. Jake Shimabukuro on The Voice of America. That's Jake Shimabukuro here on Border Crossings, and the song is Something from George Harrison, of course, of the Beatles fame, and Vince Gill and Amy Grant joined Jake on the album version, Jake and Friends, but they aren't with you right now, so you are on tour, and you're promoting the album on tour without all the friends. So do you have a track of the friends singing the songs? How do you recreate the sound when you're performing on stage for all of them?
Oh, yeah. So we have been doing a lot of songs from the new record. We have a wonderful singer-songwriter out with us. His name is Thunderstorm Ortiz. He was a four-chair turn on The Voice last season, and a long time, just an incredible, incredible artist. So he's been out with us and has been singing some of the songs from the new record. And one of the opening track on the album is a duet with Jack Johnson and Paula Funga. Jack Johnson and Paula are both from Hawaii and mutual friends of Thunderstorms and myself. So Thunderstorm will sing that one. He does a beautiful version of All You Need Is Love, where Ziggy Marley does it on the record, but Thunderstorm has his own take on it. And then he also does a beautiful rendition of The Rose, you know, which Bette Midler does on the record, but he kind of does it on his own. So it's kind of neat to have the record, because the arrangements on the album, on this album, are so different from the original, right? And then now to do these arrangements have these arrangements influence the way that we interpret them, you know, with Thunderstorm or even as an instrumental piece. You know, that's been so much fun. So it just gives another layer of interpretation. And so it's been, and we also have, I have a bassist out with me. His name is Jackson Waldhoff, who's from Hawaii. Great, great bass player. And Taku Hirano, a percussionist out of LA. I mean, that guy, I met him when he was touring with Bette Midler, and then we reconnected again because, you know, he's a Fleetwood Mac's percussionist. So we, when I went to go see them at, in Nashville, a couple years ago, they were playing there. I reconnected with Taku. So now he's out on the road with us. And so it's a four piece band with Thunderstorm, Jackson, Taku, and myself. And oh, we just have a blast on stage. So yeah, we're just so grateful to be back performing in front of a live audience again, you know, because it's something that we missed, you know, for a very long time.
We are so thrilled to have you back on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. It's been way too long. And hopefully after this COVID thing is behind us and you come back to DC, because I know you're just recently in DC. And when you come back, we'd like to have you in our studios again. But we have time for one more song. I know you're kind of in between stops on tour and making time for us. So if you wouldn't mind doing another song, we'd like to hear one more.
Oh, sure. Well, this is my mom's favorite song on the record. And it's the Bette Midler track. Because when I was a kid, my mom used to sing The Rose to me. And when I recorded this with Bette in L.A., I didn't tell my mom I was doing it. And I brought the recording home and I said, hey, mom, here, check this out, and played it for her. And it starts with the ukulele and she's listening. She's like, oh, okay, nice. And as soon as Bette started singing, she looks at me and she goes, who's that singing? So I said, mom, that's Bette Midler. And she just freaked out. So, you know, it's her favorite track on the record. And I'm going to try to recreate that same feeling, but just on the ukulele. So here's The Rose.
All right, Jake Shimabukuro here on Border Crossings. Jake Shimabukuro and The Rose, and that is another song that is featured on Jake and Friends, and it's featured with Bette Midler, although this version is a very special version because we're missing Bette Midler, the divine.
It's like the karaoke track, right?
That's it, the karaoke track with the guy whose album is out right now. We got the man, the award-winning, multi-talented Jake Shimabukuro.
Oh, thank you.
Where can people find you on tour? Where do they need to go around the world to check your websites? Well, give me the social media sites for Jake Shimabukuro.
Yeah, so I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram and all of that. I even have a new TikTok page that we just started. So that's been fun trying to learn all that stuff. I just for everyone listening too, I just want to make sure that everyone out there knows, and I'm sure everyone does know, but yeah, anytime, you know, if there's someone that you follow on social media or anything, you know, if there's an artist or a musician that you like, you know, always make sure that there's a blue check mark, you know, next to their page, because that's to verify, you know, that it's a real check mark. And I know recently there has been a lot of fake accounts out there. So I just want everyone to be aware of that, you know, because I've fallen for it too many times. Yeah. I thought I was following that person, but it turned out to be a fake account. So, you know, so yeah, just be aware. But you can also find me on my website, jakeshimabukuro.com. And just stoked, you know, to be out playing again, making music. For me, being able to perform, you know, just brings me so much joy. And I hope it does the same for a lot of people out there. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than live music, live performance.
Well, Jake, you make the ukulele sound like no one else can. You know, you bring that instrument to life. And it's always a thrill and a pleasure to have you on our show. And it's an honor to have you with us. And like I said before, please come and visit us in the studios in D.C. the next time you're here in Washington. And congratulations on the new album and on all the success and the continued success. And happy new year, if I don't get to see you by January 1st.
Yeah.
And at some point in time in 2022, I hope to see you again.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the support. I really appreciate it.
Always, my friend. Jake Shimabukuro is our guest. Jake and Friends is the name of the new album. I'm Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.